Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Well, hello, and I am Glovina Williams. I am so delighted, as always, that you took time out of your busy schedule to join us today on the Dr. Glovina Show. This is our live podcast, and in this episode, we're going to talk about the release. I mean, what happens when you really now have the opportunity to move forward? Where do you go? Where do you go from there? One of the biggest things that I've been hearing lately is you do not want to get stuck. No, you don't want to get stuck. That's what I want you to know. So today, as we look into this episode today, I want to encourage you to grab something, either your electronic device or a pen and paper, because I may just ask you some questions and you may want to jot them down, and then who knows, I may tap in today and bring you in live and give you an opportunity to just say how you're feeling, what new goals you may have. We'll see, okay? We'll see how this podcast goes, and we're always expecting the best. And one of the reasons we expect the best is because we gain clarity so that we can rebuild and restructure our life and feel safe and happy while you're doing it. This is a safe place. And so let's talk about the release. You know, when we think about a release, we're thinking about we are being enabled to remove from a place where previously we had a struggle. We could not move out of that spot. We call it being stuck, right? So the release enables us to be set free. It allows us to go free, to leave where we were, to go to a place where there is, in this instance, what we're talking about, where there is greater opportunity, greater flexibility. You're able to, I'm going to put it like this, you're turned loose. You know, there was a very famous preacher who preached a powerful message which really just rang in the atmosphere and still speaking volumes. And it was, "Woman, thou art loose." In other words, the release came to this woman that this particular preacher was preaching about. So it's to be disengaged, discharged, withdrawn. Listen, something releases its hand off of you and relinquishes you to go free. So once you get to this point, you're coming into a new place. You've already, obviously, you've been compliant. And I want to stop here a moment, just put a pause and share a story with you. I mean, about 11 or 12 years ago, I was faced with a really big challenge in my life. My life changed. A transition came that I was not prepared for. So in many respects, my life was put on hold, partly because of fear and astonishment. But you know what? In many ways, as a result of that, something negative attached itself to me. I began to be controlled by fear. What do you mean by that, Glovina? I was afraid to step out on faith. I became hesitant to embrace others. Why? Because now fear began to control my decision-making ability. But I overcame that, and I overcame it through the power of allowing God to walk me through that process. Yes, my release came through the process. And sometimes we can hold on to something or trying to control something and make it happen a particular way when God wants us to walk through that process. Is it easy? I don't think so. Sometimes are we conscious of it? Not always. We're walking through a process, and in that process, you gain freedom, clarity, and guess what? You gain a wealth of experiential knowledge. So don't allow fear to control you. Now, I know that sounds like, hey, she's making that sound so easy. It is simple, but I know that it's not easy. But one technique that you can use is just step out. Here's a little turn to it, even if you're afraid. You know, it's like learning how to swim when you're older, because kids just jump right in the water. It's like learning how to skate when you get older, because when you're young, you just go out there on the floor and start skating. But sometimes when we've been through some things in this journey we call life, we can become a little hesitant to step out. But in that hesitancy or that fearfulness or that apprehension, step out. Recommendation, a small technique. Step out even if you are feeling fearful. And when you step out, you're not just stepping out on thin air. You're stepping out believing and trusting in that inner power that resides on the inside of you, God Almighty. Now, you are the temple. He's residing on the inside of you, and you can trust him. You can trust God. And then once you step out, even if you're feeling afraid, you're trusting God, and then press your way through. I said it simply. What do you mean press your way through? When you want to draw back, when you want to give up, when you want to throw your hands up and say there's no use, no. Press through. That's where you gain strength and confidence. Yes, strength and confidence is gained when you press your way through. Press your way through. Well, what does that mean? That means continue. That means don't stop. Even if there's a detour, an arrow pointing you, I'm talking about a divine arrow pointing you to go in this direction now. And don't get so stuck that if the plans are changed, that you're not flexible enough to say, I'm going to press through. This is not quite the way I had it planned, but you know what? I'm still going to press through. Because, remember, courage will always defeat fear every time. Courage will defeat fear every time. If you put those two in a ring and tell them to box it out, I promise you, courage is going to knock fear right out of the ring. And fear is going to land on its back, perhaps on its belly, but it certainly will not land on you. So in this, in the release, some of us may have to face our past. And not face it in a way of intimidating, not say in a way of being intimidated, but confront it squarely, honestly, and again, courageously. You know, you don't have to keep going year after year struggling with the same issues. You don't. You know, and And you know, we're having this conversation today because so many of us are about to come into a brand new era. You don't want to bring old baggage. Get some new, you know, get some new stuff. you gotta deal with something. Get something new to deal with. The old stuff, if you haven't solved it by now, I say let it go. But confront it and let it know I'm done with you. I heard a preacher say last night I was listening to a powerful young man preaching, and he talked about how many times we hold on to things that someone may have said to us 30, 40, 50, 10, 12 years ago. He said, let that go. So today, I am borrowing that from him. Don't let that define who you are. Have the courage to confront your past. Hey, stand there squarely, look it in the face. I'm done with you. I'm moving on. And then, listen, then face your beautiful, magnificent, hey, future that has been defined by the creator of the universe. Yes, yes. God has heard your prayers. He has even listened in on your thoughts. But he needed you to release it through words, because your words will take shape and form. Your words will go forth and accomplish what you send them to do. So now the release has come. Yes, your prayers have been heard, and you can stand up, because the sound of your prayers has brought the remembrance of God's covenant to you. And you're about to enter into your wealthy place. What could your wealthy place be? It could be a place of a higher spiritual enlightenment. It could be a place of healing, physical healing, emotional healing, a mental healing. Your wealthy place could be a place of financial wealth, wealth in your relationships. Some of us, it's time that we, and I'm going to pause there, it's time that we began to work more on our relationships. I'm talking about the relationships that really matter. Yeah. It's time to send that text, make that phone call, send that card, and especially if you're the senior one, send that card and begin to build those bridges. Because once you build a bridge, it's not only there for those to come across that you built it for, but others will come across this bridge. So God has heard your prayers. The sound of your prayer has now given the release to bring you into the wealthy place. God is looking upon you and acknowledging you. And in this new place, this release has come. You know, your eyes are going to be open. You know how you walk some, you know, you can walk into a place you've walked into it before, but now your eyes are open. Maybe there's a different light, a different hue in the room, but now it has a new feeling. So I'm not saying that you're necessarily, your new beginning doesn't mean you're starting over from scratch. No way. No way. Because now you have knowledge, you have education, you have experience, you have spiritual enlightenment. And God, listen, he gives you knowledge. And the knowledge that he gives us, it keeps us from perishing in the new places. I'll say it again. The knowledge that comes from God, it keeps us from perishing, from being destroyed in the new place. Because someone may be saying right now, hey, Glovina, I've been to new places before. It just didn't work out. Well, this time, you won't perish in the new place. You, instead, you will flourish like a palm tree planted by the rivers of living water. Yes. God's knowledge that he's given you is the knowledge of who he is and who he is in you. That gives you courage. That's a courageous, bold statement. You'll begin to take on your responsibility. Yeah, no matter how small it is. As God reveals himself to you, you'll recognize God was here all the time. Yes, yes. He never left you. He reveals himself to you now as the rescuer, releasing you, giving you the ability and the release to look toward. What do you mean by that? Vision is now coming forward. The veil is removed and the scales drop off our eyes. We now know God is with us, and I say it, I'll say it again, to bring us out so that we can worship him. God, I really know who you are now. I really know that you not only love me, but you care for me, and you have compassion for me, and you're releasing mercy upon me. Your prayers have reached heaven, my beloved. That's what this podcast is saying to you right now. Your prayers have reached heaven. And your prayers have reached heaven. Listen. And they're bringing you higher. They're bringing you, giving your prayers are giving you an opportunity to look around and see what is it that I need to take into this new beginning now that I've been released. So be careful. I don't mean, not to scare you. You know, sometimes words kind of lodge into a person's mind. Be careful in this respect. You want to take what is beneficial forward. Yeah. You want to take what's beneficial. You know, you can have plan A and plan B. Plan A, I can take this. Plan B, I can take this. I mean, if you're going to Florida, you're going to take your swimwear. You're going to take everything that's conducive for warm weather. If you're going to go to Alaska, you're going to take everything that's conducive for cold weather. So it's okay to have a plan A and a plan B. So when you look back and you know, you're standing there, you're saying, hey, what am I going to take with me now that I am participating in the release, the entanglement? What was tangled up is now untangled, and I'm able to flow more into my destiny. Now, what is it that I'm going to take with me? Only you can answer that question. It's not that deep, but you are the only one that can answer that question. So God is manifesting himself in a mighty way. Look forward to a bright future. Look forward to one that will fulfill your vision and your destiny. This may be a time where you want to create a faith map. It's never too late to do that. It's never too late to create a faith map. You know, you can pull out some or go on the internet and print out pictures that are relative to your vision, to your purpose, and get yourself a nice big poster board and begin to unfold your vision in pictures and words. You know, a picture is worth 1,000 words. And you will see this will be like a sign, a token. It's just a simple evidence of your faith. I know I'm giving out a lot today, but guess what? You've been released to excel. So these are some of the things that I want you to grab a hold to. Now that you've been put in a commanding position. Make yourself a faith map. That is one way of demonstrating your faith. Some call it a vision board, but I think you understand. You've seen them. They're all in the media. People even have vision board parties and things like that. Yeah, invite someone over. Well, let's take that back. You may have to do a Zoom. And make a vision board. Write your goals down. And one of the ways I'd like to share this with you, that I write my goals is I base my goals and my decisions upon relationships and roles. Roles, R-O-L-E-S. So, for example, I am a daughter, so I set my goals. What do I want to accomplish as a daughter? Yeah. I'm also a mother. As a mother, what goals do I want to accomplish? As a niece, as a grandmother, as a great-grandmother, roles. So I speak to you today as a minister of the gospel, as a podcaster now. That's a role. What goals? I'm an entrepreneur. What goals do I want to set? Yes, as an entrepreneur, my roles. And what are the responsibilities in these roles? I'm also a philanthropist. Set a goal on that. I'm an author. Set your goal. What can you look at the roles? I'm a cousin. I'm a sister. You may set some of your goals according to your career roles, your academic roles. But when you set your goals according to your roles, then you will find that you are fulfilling your purpose. Yeah. You don't wind up at the end of a season and say, wow, I didn't get very much accomplished. Would you give it a try? Because you want to walk in a proof-producing ministry, a proof-producing life. You want your roles and your responsibilities to be proof-producing. And you'll know that because you'll be where God said you would be. You'll know that some of your agreements, they're completed. Your relationships are being fulfilled in a very, very positive way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll be upgraded. You'll be uplifted. I mentioned this a little bit earlier. I tapped upon it. You'll be in a commanding position. You'll be sustained, maintained, and preserved through your prayer life. Yes, your prayer life. Talking and communicating with God. You'll be sustained and preserved. There may be a wandering period, but you know what I found out? When I come into a season where I feel like I'm not making a lot of progress, I stop and I examine. And I say, God, is there something you told me to do I didn't do? Is there something you told me not to do and I did it anyway? And then, God, I ask, please examine my heart. And guess what? I repent. And then guess what? I'm delivered back into the position of commanding, sustaining, preserving. And then you proclaim the blessings. Just know that you are accepted. Know that you are the apple of God's eye. Know that God is living on the inside of you, and that he wants you to succeed. He loves you. And know that forever God is with you. Not just for a little while. Eternally, perpetually, he is with you. And when God visits us, let's recognize it. Tell others how God showed up in your life. Yeah. How something miraculous happened. Something that you wanted to happen, and it happened. God has been with you, and God has watched over you. God is concerned about you, and he remembers you. God is tuned in to you, and God sees what has happened to you. And guess what? He hasn't forgot, prayed, and asked him for the release. God's going to bring us up and bring us out of any trouble or humiliation. The release to a new and wealthy place. Oh, I'd like to know. I have some people here that have called in. And if I tune you in, would you be so kind as to just say good morning? Just give us your first name and say good morning. And what are you thankful for? Let's see if we can do that. Well, good morning. Hello, are you there? I'm trying to connect. Bear with me. Good morning. Are you there? Apologize. It looks like we're not tuning in like I thought we would. But I wanted to give you an opportunity today. I wanted you to have an opportunity to chat a bit and to share exactly how you are feeling today. But since we weren't able to do that, I want to say to you today, as I always say, I like to shout out to those who have been so wonderful to me. I want to say hi. I want to holler out there hi to Lois. Lois, how are you today? I also want to holler out to Ernestine and Lois and Jewel and Rosemary. I want to say hi to you. I want to say hi to the United States Elder Helen. Hi, Lynn and Kevin. I want to say thank you. And Donna, thank you. Hello, Judy. Wow, you sure did hit the nail on the head. Listen, Jackie, Oklahoma. How about Margareta in Lancaster? Hello, Apostle Coleman. Hello, hello. Grace Embassy, all the way from Liberia, West Africa. Bishop Jones, also in West Africa. I want to say hello to Cynthia on the island of Sardinia. Joy, Mama Joy. Hello, Betty in Italy. Hi, Dr. Patra. Whoa, boy. Hello, hello. Vivian, great author and super, she's a super networker. I want to say hello to the Self-Love Sanctuary. Also to Mr. Randall, who's the dynamic media, has won several awards this year. Congratulations. Unique Radio. Mission, Faith Mission, thank you for all the work that you do for the homeless. Listen at this. I want to say hi to Renee. I want to say hi to you at Covenant of Hope and those of you that graduated from Covenant of Hope Global Leadership Academy. Determined Steps, keep up the good work, Coach. Powerful conversation. Reverend Rosemary, keep encouraging and putting people on the right track. I want to say hi once again to Apostle Carolyn. Hello. Oh, Kayla, Lauren, hi. Steven, Nico, hello. I also want to thank all of you for taking this time to spend with me. I want to say hi to my beautiful granddaughter, Jordan. Hello. Hey, listen, Collegiate Training Institute, thank you for your love and support. I want to say you're supernaturally anointed by God the Father. You're full of knowledge, wisdom, and the Spirit of God. You have faith to make life-changing effects in the lives of others. And as you have given, you will receive more back. Marvelous things are happening in, around, and through you now. I want to shout out to Terry and Omo. Hi. I'm so glad that you're here. I want to say this to you. You're the apple of God's eye. And when a woman or man understands, they see better. So recognize that your eyes are open. You have been released for greater things. And remember, in these coming months, everything has a right, including you. Yeah, it's a smooth transition. And I want you to know that I love you. And God bless you so, so much.
Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.